This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The nation's unemployment rolls are growing day by day. Earlier this week, we checked in with a man who's struggling to find work and keep his spirit strong. The story is getting the most attention on our website this week, and we've got Jeffrey Bennett with us, digital producer for News and Notes. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So, you know, a News and Notes listener named James Smith was laid off from a manufacturing job back in September, and we spoke to him earlier. He came back on the show this week to offer an update. So what's been the response?
Well, much like the first time he was on the show, the reaction from our listeners has been swift and supportive. So first, let's take a listen to what he said on Monday's show.
The work I find here, they're saying I'm overqualified. What work there is being offered, and other people just aren't responding at all.
And so to that, a listener named Tiffany Elliott wrote, I can understand where Mr. Smith is coming from. I have 2 degrees, and I'm working on my master's. I have prior military experience, and I also had problems finding work in the U.S. I've been teaching in South Korea for the last year and a half. It's sad that I can't afford to work in my own country. And another reader named Jarrell Solomon wrote this. He says, I wanted to respond to Mr. Smith because I'm a veteran with similar circumstances. I was forced out of my position in 2002, and I've tried to find similar employment since that time. And Smith came back on the site and wrote a message of thanks to all the people who've been sharing their words of support.
It is really, you know, it's always just so important for us to hear from people as to what's going on the day-to-day. And I really appreciate it personally. But what else are our online folks talking about this week?
It's a topic from Monday's Bloggers Roundtable, a report that Michael Bell, one of the teens involved in the Louisiana so-called Gina 6 case, shot himself in the chest in an attempted suicide. A listener using the alias Miss Moon said this, instead of questioning what would draw this young man to the point where he decided to take his life, the response seems to be that he somehow owed the black community for sticking up for him and the other Gina 6 men. Way to show empathy. Hardly anything in life is ever black and white, period.
What about the inauguration? We're going to talk a little bit about that just coming up in our Bloggers Roundtable, but what are we looking at so far?
Yeah. Well, in addition to our coverage, we want every News and Notes listener who will be in D.C. to upload their photos and short videos via our Facebook page. So there'll be more about how and when to do that on our blog and on our Facebook page, which can be found by going to Facebook and searching for NPR News and Notes.
I personally enjoy it highly, and it's great to just see all the people who drop us lines, and I can't wait to see the pictures.
Yeah,
Jeff,
yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from the studios of NPR West.